Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Russell. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Debs Garms. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Art Sherin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bump Hadley. And now, play ball. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Russell covering, for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Kaum reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Russell covering, for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Porter reaches second base with a double. Burnett moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive towards third. Sharon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sharon moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sharon moves to third. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sharon scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 1 in the game. Garms hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garms. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Burnett applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Garms who is chasing the ball. Morgan reaches third base with a triple. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sharon hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Melillo moves to third. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Levy. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Levy steals second. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hadley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Vosmick moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Com bunts towards first. Burns fields it and throws to third for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. Com goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burnett moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-2 in the game. Garms takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garms moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garms scores. Campbell moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-3 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Garms. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Com takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Sewell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sherin hits a line drive towards short. Burnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Levy for the out. Two outs. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hadley takes first base on ball 4. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Garms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hadley moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 3 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to Hadley covering. Safe. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Burnett bunts towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. Russell moves to second. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 4 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 4 in the game. Cecil is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Vosmick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sharon takes first base on ball 4. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Schult pinch hits for Bump Hadley. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Levy moves to second. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garms hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Levy moves to third. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.